Crispy Air coming to you live from New York on this Tuesday, December 20th. Guys, we say it every single day. Merry Christmas to you all. Merry Christmas to your families. And I hope you guys are getting in the Christmas spirit. Coming to you live from New York with the one and only producer, Frankie, the man who gives you the dancing gingerbread men.
Hello, hello.
On the Democrat broadcast, they call it the dancing gingerbread non-binaries. But guys, we are 100% ready for the show. We are 100% ready to absolutely take a shot across the bow at the left, because let me tell you something about these people. You cannot negotiate with terrorists. It's the rule of thumb, right? We've been saying it ever since we got Osama bin Laden and all these things, radical Islam. You cannot negotiate with terrorists. You can't do it. And guys, when Democrats talk like this, when people say, oh, we need to have bipartisanship, I'm crying, I'm weeping, it's so beautiful, bipartisanship, I say to you, are these people that we can negotiate and work with in good faith? That's the key word, in good faith. This is what the White House said yesterday. You're not going to believe it. Frankie, roll it.
It's been very clear from the beginning that what we saw on January 6th was the worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War. And the president has been very clear. Our democracy continues and remains under threat.
Oh, so it was the worst attack since the Civil War. The Civil War, guys. I think the families of the victims of 9/11 want to have a word. Maybe with George Bush.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But I think they want to have a word. I think the people involved in Pearl Harbor might want to have a word. I think the people involved in Oklahoma City might want to have a word. So many things, guys. And they say it is as worse as the Civil War. Guys, that is what we call bad faith propaganda. You cannot negotiate with terrorists. You cannot reason with people who talk like that. But guys, this is what they do. False flag operation purported when the election fraud fever pitch was at a high and accountability was being demanded of the elected officials. So what did they do? They hatched a plot. The Democrat-controlled FBI that has been influencing Twitter, the ADL, which is a Democrat money laundering cesspool front. We're going to talk about them in a little bit. Them directing the FBI directing Twitter, and the FBI carrying out a false flag operation on our Capitol to divert attention, to create the narrative after Trump's election, after they stole it and Biden was installed, to create the perpetual narrative that Orange Man bad tried to overthrow democracy. They created the January 6th committee. What happened when they created the January 6th committee? Kevin McCarthy totally butchered any power play that could have been done to blunt it. It was totally his fault because he's an incapable swamp monster who just wants his own power. So he didn't play the game the way the rules were written, like Democrats do. We don't like them, but they make power plays. And the result that we have, unfortunately, is this kangaroo court, this illegitimate committee, now spewing this nonsense in the mainstream. This is what they said. Predictably, we knew it would happen. Kevin McCarthy knew it would happen, but nobody stepped in to stop it. McCarthy could have. We talked all about that on yesterday's show. Go back and watch it if you didn't see it. But this is the latest. This came out yesterday afternoon. This is Raskin talking about President Trump getting a criminal referral. Roll the clip.
The statute we invoke for referral, therefore, is Title 18, Section 1512C, which makes it unlawful for anyone to corruptly obstruct, influence, or impede any official proceeding of the United States government. We believe that the evidence described by my colleagues today and assembled throughout our hearings warrants a criminal referral of former President Donald J. Trump, John Eastman, and others for violations of this statute. The whole purpose and obvious effect of Trump's scheme were to obstruct, influence, and impede this official proceeding, the central moment for the lawful transfer of power in the United States. Second, we believe that there is more than sufficient evidence to refer former President Donald J. Trump, John Eastman, and others for violating Title 18, Section 371. This statute makes it a crime to conspire to defraud the United States. In other words, to make an agreement to impair, obstruct, or defeat the lawful functions of the United States government by deceitful or dishonest means.
Ah, and there you go, guys. So obstruct proceedings. That is the first count. Obstruct proceedings. What happened with obstruct proceedings? President Trump said we are going to march peacefully and make our voices heard at the Capitol now that he's been unbanned on Twitter. You can see that. So did he obstruct proceedings? Absolutely not. Was there any evidence uncovered in the January 6th hearing that could have alluded to that? Absolutely not. Were there any Republicans on this quote-unquote bipartisan committee that stood up and said that? Absolutely not. Why? Because Kevin McCarthy made a miscalculated weak move when he was going for donations and press clippings and not for what would benefit President Trump's interest down the stretch. He said, we're not playing ball with this committee. We're not doing it. Pelosi accepted 3 out of the 5 members, 3 of which were pretty good conservatives. Pelosi rejected them. No Republicans were going to be on the committee. Pelosi said, all right, Kinzinger, come on the committee. Liz Cheney, come on the committee. Now we're going to call it bipartisan and we're going to do this and it will be illegitimate, but we will call it in the mainstream media bipartisan. McCarthy should have put any Republicans on the committee that could have been allowed on the committee with this power. They could have gummed this up. They could have blocked it every single way. They could have objected. They could have been loud. They could have fought back against it. That is how you make congressional power plays. Not by taking your ball and going home and saying, I'm not playing the game. I don't want to. Guys, maybe that sounds good for a day in the press, which is what McCarthy's goal was, just to raise money. But to actually get things done and protect President Trump's interests and make congressional power plays, absolutely not. And that is why we see what we see happening. The second one, defraud the USA. Defraud the USA. I always say this, guys. You know exactly what the other side is doing by what they accuse us of actually doing. And they said, defraud the USA. How did he defraud the United States of America? How did he defraud it? By calling into question the legitimacy of the election. So now you can't say anything against the regime and how they do things. So if you have 150% reporting in Philadelphia precincts at the voting booth, well, if you say that, then you're criminally looking to defraud the United States of America. So the rule basically is we do what we want. The FBI, the DOJ acts with impunity. They carry things out. And if you question any of this, well, then we will put you under the blanket charge of defrauding the United States. I have a question about defrauding the United States. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Anthony Weiner, Bush 41, Bush 43, Jeffrey Epstein. The list goes on and on and on. Defrauding the United States of America. Are any of those people getting charged? Any of those people above the law? But President Trump's not above the law. Guys, this is a 100% setup that anybody that has half a brain saw coming. So it shouldn't be a surprise, but the mainstream media is covering it wall to wall. But guys, this is the setup. This is the racket, okay? The FBI and these institutions, okay, are controlled by Democrat activists such as the ADL. And you might say to me, Michael, that's crazy. That's hyperbole. What do you mean that? These Democrat organizations control federally funded law enforcement intelligence communities. Really? Huh. Interesting. Frankie, roll the clip.
The one dot that we might have so that we can disrupt the attack. So the eyes and ears part is huge.
Well, I know many of us, you know, we look at the Ima bombing in Argentina or even the bombing in Oklahoma City. We worry about this lone threat, whether it's Iranian sleeper agents or domestic extremists. And when we've had so many issues on a day-to-day basis, it is the FBI that works directly with the ADL every day. And we could not do our job, if you will, of fighting anti-Semitism without them doing their job of protecting our community.
Oh, there you go. I'm Christopher Wray. Who's Christopher Wray? Well, he's Chris Christie's lawyer on Bridgegate. And Chris Christie sabotaged President Trump by strongly recommending Christopher Wray as the FBI director. Christopher Wray is a globalist uniparty plant. He's now in there and he's playing ball and thanking and simping to the ADL. As a matter of fact, guys, the ADL tweeted this themselves. If you go in their Twitter account right now, the ADL said, did you know the ADL trains every new FBI agent on the dangers of anti-Semitism? Every single FBI agent, they have a program between the ADL and the FBI. Now, the ADL is a Democrat activist organization. They're not interested in protecting against anti-Semitism. Talk to any reasonable Jewish person. They will tell you that they are counterintuitive to protecting Jewish people, 100%. They're a domestic terrorist organization, and Greenblatt is a lawyer propped up by the Obama Soros dark money interests. 100%, guys. So the game is rigged 100%. And anytime they tell you, oh, this is obstruction, defraud, this and that, just know that the fundamental underpinnings, the institutions are flawed. And that is a prime example of it. Now, I've mentioned a couple of times in this monologue here about Kevin McCarthy and what is going on in the speaker race and the fact that now that Republicans are about to get control again, I know we don't have a big majority, but we're still going to have the majority. What's going to happen with Kevin McCarthy and whoever's going to be the speaker holding these people accountable? We have an opportunity, right? We've exposed the Uniparty. Elon Musk has exposed the Uniparty. All this stuff is now out there. So what are we going to do about it? What will people do about it? Now, will Kevin McCarthy do something about it? Guys, this is Matt Gaetz talking about Kevin McCarthy and unfortunately Donald Trump saying that Kevin McCarthy deserves a shot. We're going to roll this and then break it down. Frankie, roll it.
Pleasant facts. Let's get them on the table. Number one, President Trump has said the other day, the New York Times broke that he was whipping votes for Kevin McCarthy. And then President Trump gave the great Matt Boyle at Breitbart an exclusive interview. And he said, hey, I think Kevin's earned it. President Trump is both whipped votes here, and he's come out and told Breitbart and Matt Boyle that he's actually supporting Kevin McCarthy.
I adore President Trump.
What about, this is the Trump posse right here.
I can't wait to vote for Donald Trump in the 2024 election, but if Donald Trump believes that Kevin McCarthy should be Speaker of the House, then Donald Trump is wrong, and Donald Trump has not always nailed it on the HR front. I remember having to fight against Jeff Sessions and Mattis and Rex Tillerson, so President Trump is the leader of our movement. He sets the vision, but Donald Trump has not moved a single vote when it comes to the people considering.
Yes. There you go. And guys, listen, with what Donald Trump's doing right now with Kevin McCarthy, it is unfortunate. It is wrong. We know why it's happening. It is happening because of Brian Jack. Remember that name? A man who was central to President Trump's 2024 efforts, who was assuaging him every single day, telling him that he should support McCarthy. Oh, why? Because Brian Jack is paid off by Kevin McCarthy's congressional committee. That's exactly why. We have exposed it on the show in length. So Matt Gaetz is absolutely right. We talk about Trump and the personnel, and we talk about this Kevin McCarthy thing, but the good news is here, even though, again, Trump is not God, he's not right 100% of the time, even though he is dead wrong here, because Kevin McCarthy has done so many things to cut him at the knees, starting with how he mismanaged this January 6th committee, starting with how he spent money against Trump-endorsed candidates in primaries, also what he did after January 6th, right? So it's totally wrong. And listen, we can say Trump is 100% wrong. But the good news is here with the speaker race is that I have heard that people say, oh, it's only five votes, that it is more along the lines of 20 people who are standing strong against McCarthy. And it's good that Matt Gaetz and people like that are doing it, because in the long run, President Trump will be happy that Republicans stood up and did not accept it. But guys, somebody who we've talked a lot about, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is in the news because Marjorie Taylor Greene has been a big supporter of Kevin McCarthy. And I've exposed how it is quite peculiar how I think that she's being blackmailed by Kevin McCarthy. It's the only logical explanation to the way that she talks. It's almost tantamount to like a hostage being taken. Okay. And guys, it's really strange, but look at this tiff right now. Same interview. This is Matt Gaetz with Lauren Boebert. And things got a little weird. Marjorie Taylor Greene felt like she was slighted. And now Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene are kind of going at it. Frankie, roll this.
Marjorie Taylor Greene says Kevin McCarthy is going to be a great speaker.
I guess you'll have to ask Marjorie about that. I'm a fan of hers. I'm an admirer, but it's not something we see the same way.
Lauren?
Well, you know, I've been aligned with Marjorie and accused of believing a lot of the things that she believes in. I don't believe in this, just like I don't believe in Russian space lasers.
Are you a hard no?
Space lasers okay. And all of this. No, I'm just saying we need to actually have an inside conversation and make sure that these promises are there.
All right, guys. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene then went back on the offensive. She said that I supported you. Donald Trump supported you. Kevin McCarthy supported you. We gave money. What are you doing now? Guys, I want Marjorie Taylor Greene to say one thing that is substantive about her conservative influence moving the needle for Kevin McCarthy to readopt the Speaker of the House rules that have been in place for the last literally 40, 50 years before Nancy Pelosi changed them. But instead, Marjorie Taylor Greene attacks Lauren Boebert and now says, oh, this is personal. She's attacking me. I don't think that was that bad of an attack, guys. Just being objective here. You know, like Lauren Boebert, I like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene right now has to go down with the ship with McCarthy to the bitter end. It is unfortunate. Okay, but I stand with Lauren Boebert right now. She's absolutely right. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, should be using her influence, okay? Should be using her bully pulpit to get McCarthy to agree and acquiesce to things that will advance the conservative cause. Instead, all she does is bully and try to discredit and purport this doomsday scenario that we've exposed can never happen on this show. in order to help get McCarthy elected. It's quite peculiar. It's quite strange. And I think that Donald Trump in this whole thing does not benefit by Kevin McCarthy being in. And as Matt Gaetz says, I agree with him. HR not a strong suit. We cannot have McCarthy. And it is disheartening, but it's also wrong. But also, I think that if we could stop McCarthy, it'll be better. And if you want to believe that it'll be better, that we won't have McCarthy, no better person who quite simultaneously stumps for McCarthy and discredits him at the same time as Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene, we love you, but we know you're in a tough spot here. We know you're not speaking from the heart. This is how we know. Frankie, roll it.
Factors at play when people look at who can be speaker. And the reality of our conference is that you can't really elect a strong conservative. That's not the makeup of our conference. And the makeup of our conference will not elect a strong conservative. And no one else is running for speaker, really, but Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you heard Marjorie Taylor Greene. We can they can only elect a weak conservative. Thank you, Marjorie Taylor Greene, for exposing the fact that Kevin McCarthy is exactly what you called him about a year ago, a weak conservative. Oh, we can't elect a strong conservative. That's why we need to elect Kevin McCarthy. Do you hear it? It is nonsensical. It is so absurd. It is so absurd. So she just exposed herself. So she has to fight Lauren Boebert right now. She has to do that whole thing, the little cat fight, the tiff. Lauren Boebert is right. Marjorie Taylor Greene right now, I think, is frustrated because she has to do this because Kevin McCarthy is holding things over her head. And people say, oh, it's committee assignments. Guys, it has to be more than that. Just being objective, has to be more than that because she could clearly go with somebody else and they could rally around the base. She has a giant megaphone and she'll be on committees no matter who the speaker is. So this little tiff here, Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeting about it. I stand with Lauren Boebert. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene deep down also does too. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. More of Mike Crispy Unafraid. Do not go anywhere. Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of our show today, Patriot Cigar Company. Go to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order at checkout. Know a patriot who loves a good smoke? This is the perfect gift for any occasion. These cigars are handmade from Nicaragua using the finest tobacco that is aged a minimum of 3 years. I smoke them. I like to have them on the golf course. Or in studio. Great cigars, great value. Go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use promo code CRISPY at checkout. 15% off your order. Enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go. Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about the sponsor of our show today, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows, they have Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, you name it, amazing products made in the USA. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a great patriot who is under attack by the deep state. So shop for amazing products made in the USA, and it all goes to a great cause. Additionally, go to mystore.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order and get amazing products made by United States entrepreneurs. Coffee, things for your car, home appliances, you name it. Mystore.com, your everyday needs. Go shop at mystore.com. Go shop at mypillow.com. Use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Support the great Mike Lindell. Get great products made in the USA. And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming to you live from New York on this Tuesday, December 20th. We're saying it all month, guys, and now it is the greatest week of the year. Merry Christmas to you all. Merry Christmas to your families. Hope you are gearing up for an incredible holiday season. And producer Frankie with the Dancing Gingerbread Man, if you're watching our video cast, it is incredible. The Dancing Gingerbread Men. That's what this country needs more of. Bold, strong men, right? Right? Not the non-binaries.
No betas.
Not the drag queens. We're going to show that at the end of the show. We always leave that to the end because it's gruesome. Guys, we need men right now who are going to stand up to the invasion occurring at our southern border, who are going to stand up and say, you know what? What did I say at the beginning? You can't negotiate with terrorists. You can't negotiate with people who want to fundamentally destroy what the meaning of the country is. Now, if they all wanted America to stay as America and stay great, but we had differences of opinion, Democrat, Republican, left versus right, that's okay if your moral guiding compass, principle, ideals, and vision were the same. Same vision, different way to get there, that's acceptable. But the way that the mainstream media blames Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Greg Abbott for the invasion occurring at the southern border, that the Democrat Party is egging on, encouraging, fighting tooth and nail to not have be stopped, well, then you know something is fundamentally wrong. So guys, remember Martha Raddatz? She has famously cried when Donald Trump won the election in 2016. Real honest, normal journalism right there. This is the latest hit from Martha Raddatz talking to Governor Greg Abbott, saying that this border crisis is actually Donald Trump's fault. Roll the clip.
The border wall you talk about, open borders. I don't think I've ever heard President Biden say, we have an open border, come on over. But people I have heard say it are you, our former President Trump, or Ron DeSantis. That message reverberates in Mexico and beyond. So they do get the message that it is an open border, and smugglers use all those kinds of statements.
Ah, Martha Raddatz, the expert on Homeland Security. I forgot. Guys, it is so absurd, Martha Raddatz. So if you point out the problem that's occurring, if you point out the system that is empowering these illegals to come over, that they want to give them citizenship, that they want them to come in, they want to give them Obama bucks and an Obama phone and resettle them into swing states. If you call that out, well, actually the smugglers are listening to that. And that is the reason this is happening. Not the actual policies, not Joe Biden on the debate stage when somebody told him what he had to say. And then like a wind-up doll, he said during his debate, no human being is illegal. They want to come to our country, we tell them to come. If they are fleeing, they come. What do you think that the smugglers and the coyotes, I don't think they're the smartest bunch, but I think they could figure out when Donald Trump says, we're going to round them up, send them back, build the wall. If they come to the border, where they're going to be met with force. I think that message might resonate a little bit differently than they can come, it's an act of love, right? Guys, not only that, but Jean Pierre, the White House, they are fighting so hard to end Title 42, which was originally created during COVID. It's incredible because the state of emergency for COVID is still in effect in the country. But this one COVID measure specifically that pertains to the southern border, the White House is fighting tooth and nail with your tax dollars in the court systems to end it, to make the flow of illegal immigration even easier. You don't believe me? Listen to Jean Pierre say
it. Remained under a court order to lift Title 42. That is a court order. That is a court order that is telling us to lift Title 42, and we're going to comply because we follow the rule of law.
But the administration sought to lift it.
That is, but it is a court order.
But that is that started by you guys.
It was a court order that has been provided to us, and so now we have to comply. And
it is the court order. We follow the rule of law. Yeah, the rule of law. Same thing with the FBI. Oh, the FBI said, so therefore, guys, it is an absolute joke. Oh, we're following it. Oh, so you push for it with your corrupt people in these departments. Oh, and now that you push for it and you got the order, oh, we're just following it. Guys, it is an absolute joke. And this is taking serious effect on actual people in these big Democrat-run cities. I always say they will discard of their own first. They will use their own as the stepping stone first, okay? This is what happens in every single authoritarian fascist takeover. Just look at what's going on in China. So we got footage here, guys, of my favorite mayor ever, who has a brand in New York, who's also afraid of rats, Eric Adams, talking about the latest. Again, this is what they're doing in New York, okay? They are cutting New York City-funded programs for its citizens, okay, to pay now billions of dollars to take care of the illegals. So they will say things like what you're about to hear, but they will continue to divert the taxpayer funds that the citizens pay to pay and purport this nonsense. It's almost like they don't know any better, or they're lying when they say things like this. Roll Frank.
You know, I've been frustrated throughout my life in public service. I've never been more frustrated now. This is a national problem. El Paso shouldn't be going through this.
This ain't the
Chicago
brand.
Chicago shouldn't be going through this. Washington, Houston, cities should not be carrying the weight of a national problem. This is unfair to all of our cities to have to go through this without any help from the national government and the state government. And so we are building out that which is within our span of control, but we need help from the federal and state government to assist us.
Amazing. They will say everything but shut it down. They will say everything but shut it down. So while Eric Adams simultaneously says things like that, and somebody might say, wow, a Democrat being rational, just know at the exact same time right now in New York, right now, they are talking about diverting $1 billion of taxpayer-funded programs for people who need it, right? I always talk about it. Again, they're Democrat voters now, but they're still paid into the system. The homeless, the mentally disabled, the people who need help, right? Those people were paid at some point, so they're worth a lot more to me than the illegals who deserve nothing. But Eric Adams will say that out of one side of his mouth. The other side of the mouth, he'll divert $1 billion of New York City taxes, which are the highest in the world, to dealing and continuing to deal and coddle these migrants. Now, he mentioned El Paso and these other cities. This is the mayor of El Paso dealing with this. Tell me again, oh, we don't have a problem. Oh, it's all Republicans. It's Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. Frankie, roll the mayor of El Paso.
Some of the numbers that we've been looking at right now is 2,500 a day. So you do a quick math of that, and that's 75,000 in a month period coming through our borders. Now, when they talked about the Title 42 being lifted, there are numbers that looked at that they think that it'll go up to about 5,000. You look at 5,000, that's 150,000 coming through in a single month. And that's where, you know, the federal government and the state will need to help us. Again, declaring a state of emergency to me was not an option. To be able to work with our partners was a great option, and I think we all see it's really working the way it needed to work.
Interesting. 75,000 people a month. So everybody here watching right now, go look up the city you live in and look up what the population is, okay? And if it is at 75,000 or lower, just know that that amount is coming in every single month. Is this the great replacement? They're fighting tooth and nail to keep it in place. They're fighting tooth and nail to continue to have this go on, repeal Title 42. You better believe it. And that mayor of El Paso is also, like Eric Adams, a Democrat. To which I say, are they just going to reverse course and finally say for once? Are they finally going to say, you know what? Maybe we just need to have a border wall. They'll do everything but say that. They'll act like they care because they want to get reelected. But at the end of the day, they know that these people being resettled are going to help their future voting bloc. Guys, it's exactly what it is. So as that is going on, as the illegal immigrants are coming in uninhibited, no checks, no COVID, no nothing, getting bussed in, who knows? Guys, they are going after you for more tax dollars and revenue to pay to resettle all of their future voters, okay? They will do everything for these illegal migrants, move them in, allow them to get sex trafficked, deal with the coyotes, the cartel, facilitate and allow all of that while pummeling normal, hard, everyday working people. Frankie, pop this on the screen. This is the latest, guys. And I always say it starts in Europe. And who controls America now? The same people who control the European Union, the World Economic Forum, after they stole the election. That's why they wanted Trump out. That's why they stole it. Guys, the latest coming out of Europe right now, they introduced the first step of a personal carbon credit system. Every citizen will have to start paying for their carbon emissions in an effort to cut emissions 55% by the year 2030. Okay, so guys, this is what's going on right now. It's incredible. It is so incredible. So you guys see banks and airlines are all tracking their carbon. You ever read like a thing like on your airline, like, oh, we're carbon neutral since this. Or guys, they're all tracking it right now, and they are going to pass that on to the people. So the European Union is doing it right now. And they're saying, well, the problem right now by the year 2030, it's always 2030, the 2030 agenda, is to cut net emissions by 55%. which is before bringing them down to zero by the year 2050. So let me know, Frankie, how's it going to look in the year 2050 when it's zero? What does zero emissions look like? That looks like you locked in your home in a pod or eating bugs. Are we conspiracy theorists? Or is that what zero emissions looks like?
It's going to be I Am Legend.
So it's amazing. So you read that, guys. They're passing this right now. Oh, we're going to cut it 55% by 2030. And by 2050, we want it to be zero. This unelected body, the European Union, taking orders from the World Economic Forum because their goals are totally in line. They're not even hiding it. 2030 agenda, 2050. They want to bring it down to zero. You think these illegal immigrants are going to be doing anything or paying anything into this? No. So what they're going to do is say, for the sake of the planet, and do a lot. Frankie, a lot of people are going to go along with this. Really stupid people. I say that they're paying taxes and funding their own demise and supporting their own demise. So you are going to pay into this system. You're going to pay into this system, deplete your wealth for the sake of the carbon and the planet. And at the same time, they're going to keep taking from you, taking from you, taking from you, scaling back, scaling back, scaling back. What do you think is going to happen to the price of airliners? Oh, they're going to go through the roof, okay, because they're going to have to pay into this carbon tax credit system. What do you think is going to happen to banks and old businesses? Oh, they're going to get hit with this tax. So the prices of everything is going to go up. We're going to have Venezuela-type inflation all around the world, European countries, and in America. And boom, poof, by the year 2050, you're all living in a pod, and you're eating bugs. And this was the first step, and you will pay for it with your tax dollars for these programs to be rolled out. And when you keep voting for Democrats, wink, wink, if people are even doing that, they are in on this while the illegal immigrants pay nothing and will never be part of this. You think they're going to pay 55% of the carbon tax?
No shot.
No shot. So that's how disingenuous this whole scheme is. So guys, that's what they're doing.
To be fair, once you're able to, you know, have people show their passports for vaccines to get into a restaurant. I mean, this seems easier to get through than that. I mean, that was just like that. Everyone, the entire country and every other country was doing that overnight. You know, it's just insane. Like they basically have the right to do anything they want.
You know what I think it was, Frankie? I think ever since they started this whole plandemic and somebody psyoped people to have to panic buy toilet paper, I think that was the first like experiment. Will people be stupid enough to panic buy and sell out the supply of toilet paper? And if they're stupid enough to do this, will they be stupid enough to do 15 days to slow the spread? Will they be stupid enough to get a experimental vaccine and jab and pay into this and still pay federal income tax while the federal government is doing absolutely nothing but locking you down and oppressing you? Are the people still stupid enough to do that? Oh, they are? Okay. So carbon tax credit system. So the air they breathe, literally every air they breathe emits CO2, and everything they do emits CO2. So let's tax them on it. It's amazing, guys. Here it is. And that infrastructure, that bill that passed that Republicans some voted for, Green New Deal, right? So this is the last thing here. So they're conditioning you to stay in your home and eat bugs, and it pays. This is what they're getting you ready for, guys. Right now in the system, you wonder why there's no labor. You wonder why the cost of goods are up. Guys, they are conditioning you right now. It pays not to work. Great story out of the Gateway Pundit reporting on economist Stephen Moore, who did a study that explains why the unemployment rate remains low, yet there are over 3 million people less in the workforce than there are in the year 2020. People are being paid not to work. They say the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, which is with Stephen Moore, who many of you know him, worked for Trump, found that the government payments and free healthcare benefits can pay more than the annual equivalent of $100,000 a job in three states and the equivalent of $80,000 a year in 13 states. Incredible. So they are conditioning you right now through the government programs. And everyone loves a quick thing. Oh, government's going to give me this, they're going to give me that. They want to condition you to be reliant, to be sustained, to have nothing to live for, to be totally dependent. And when you were dependent, you will do anything for the hand that feeds you. And they are tricking the masses, the Democrat voters, impressionable in these big cities, making it intentionally harder. So when there is hard times, the government throws out a breadcrumb. And then they say, we will keep giving you things and providing for you ever so slightly, as long as you allow these nice little immigrants to move next to you, as long as you pay your carbon tax on time. Guys, that is the new world order unfolding before your very eyes. Why isn't anybody else talking about it? We are, because we tell the truth, not a faith unafraid fashion here on this show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more. Do not go anywhere. Hey, everybody. Mike Crispy here, and I'm going to tell you about the sponsor of our show today, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows. They have Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, you name it, amazing products made in the USA. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a great patriot who is under attack by the deep state. So shop for amazing products made in the USA, and it all goes to a great cause. Additionally, go to mystore.com and use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order and get amazing products made by United States entrepreneurs. Coffee, things for your car, home appliances, you name it, mystore.com, your everyday needs. Go shop at mystore.com. Go shop at mypillow.com. Use promo code CRISPY for up to 66% off your order. Support the great Mike Lindell. Get great products made in the USA. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of our show today, Patriot Cigar Company. Go to MyPatriotCigars.com and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order at checkout. Know a patriot who loves a good smoke? This is the perfect gift for any occasion. These cigars are handmade from Nicaragua using the finest tobacco that is aged a minimum of 3 years. I smoke them. I like to have them on the golf course. Or in studio. Great cigars, great value. Go to MyPatriotCigars.com right now. Use promo code CRISPY at checkout. 15% off your order. Enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go. Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming to you live from New York on this Tuesday, December 20th. Guys, Merry Christmas. I'm going to keep saying it because beta males say happy holidays. Alphas and real red-blooded patriots say Merry Christmas. So, guys, hope you're all having a great holiday. And if you're Jewish, because we have amazing Jewish supporters of this show, too. I know many fine members of the Orthodox community who tune into this show. They're real freedom-loving patriots. Happy Hanukkah to you. I know that is also going on. So happy Hanukkah, guys. So we have some breaking updates here on Carrie Lake's trial. So we were breaking it yesterday as it was going on. Frankie pops on screen here. The latest on the Carrie Lake trial is that it is going to a trial. So basically, Katie Hobbs' lawyers filed for a motion to dismiss the trial completely yesterday. That was while we were on the air. Now, the latest on this is that the judge basically dismissed several of the claims, but allowed two of the claims to go to court. So Carrie Lake essentially filed 10 different claims, okay? And the judge said that two of the claims are able to proceed to trial. And guys, that's okay with me because all we need are two of the things. All we need is one of the things in order to have a brand new election. Now, she had 10 different counts, but the judge ruled that the two counts that are going to go to trial, that if Carrie Lake can prove with her lawyers and the justice system holds, the two counts were one, that there were chain of custody violations in the proceedings. Now, the chain of custody is handled by the Secretary of State's office, and it's really peculiar that that would be something that, I don't know, Katie Hobbs' own team can control. That would throw the election in chaos. It's probably pretty easy to prove, right? If the justice system is honest, they could prove that. So chain of custody, that means where the ballots were, when they were supposed to be in the orderly process to ensure they're not tampered with and the system is transparent. So it's going to move ahead on that. And it is also going to move ahead on the alleged intentional interference by election officials on election day. That's pretty good. Alleged intentional interference by officials on election day. So listen, if anything is going to go to trial, I want it to be those two things, because that should be, again, if our justice system holds and how good Carrie Lake's lawsuit is, that should be rock solid. You know, I know it's rock solid because I want to know if they show evidence like this in court. What is a judge going to say? It's a little throwback to Election Day in Maricopa County. You tell me now, looking back on the footage that we saw, if behavior like this was actually intentionally purported to hurt Carrie Lake and the in-person vote. Roll, Frankie.
So we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working, okay? The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread, and it could be a printer issue, or it could be the tabulator itself. So when it's misread, you have an option to put it into what's called box three, and it gets read, whether it goes downtown and gets read manually, or whether it gets refed in into our tabulator.
You don't want to adjudicate.
They get read, no. Okay? So no one's trying to... deceive anyone.
Oh, no one's trying to deceive anyone. No, maybe they weren't trying to deceive anyone, but you know what they were doing? You heard what the guy said, that several of the machines were broken. I've heard 59% of the machines in Maricopa County didn't work properly. Name me another job where if you were in charge of machines, if more than half of them didn't work properly, if you would keep your job. Only the Secretary of State's office. And name me how the incompetence at that level is accepted as incompetence and not as direct sabotage, okay? So some of the machines didn't work. You heard that guy. And then the one that was working, 25% of the ballots weren't being read properly. Riddle me to that, why that is. Guys, in France, they have in paper, they vote on paper, they put it in a jar, they count it at the end of the day. So everyone says, well, even the Maricopa County supervisor, the person who certified the election said, it wasn't a perfect election, but our system held. I would play that in court and say, wait a minute, how in this world in 2022 in the United States of America can an election not be perfect? We not know the exact number, and especially when the margin of error is in the error where they can't account for the votes, but the system holds? Guys, it is so absurd. And weak Republicans are the reason we're in this mess. This is Carrie Lake saying what some Republicans are recommending she do about this. You're not going to believe it. Roll, Frankie.
Republicans say just, concede and we'll get it on another election. We'll help you. And I said, you know what? Where you've got me wrong is that I'm not interested in being in politics for a long. I didn't get into this to become a politician to keep moving my way through and be a politician forever. I got into it because I'm concerned about the direction Arizona is going. I care about my kids' future.
Wow. And did you hear that? Oh, people saying just concede, Carrie. Try again next time. What a absurd thing to say. That's the Uniparty. Oh, we'll fundraise off of this. It'll be great, Carrie. You can raise millions of dollars and pay all these people. That'll give you kickbacks. No. Carrie Lake's not interested in that. That is what the Uniparty does, okay? That is what the Kevin McCarthy hacks do to stay into power. That's why Kevin McCarthy intentionally sabotaged the January 6th committee. Wake up, okay? That's why he did it. Anti-American behavior. Okay, but guys, I hope and pray that the system holds here. And if it does, this is what we could be looking at. Little flashback here as we wrap up this segment. In New Jersey, a state that I know very well, in a corrupt big city, Paterson, New Jersey, inner city, kind of like all the inner cities that magically went 160% for Biden, right? Wink, wink. The judge, when it was so obvious what they unveiled, a judge ordered a brand new election. Now, Trump was talking about this during the 2020 election, but being in New Jersey, seeing it personally, basically there was so much evidence of chain of custody, ballots being stuffed. They found a mailbox with hundreds of ballots in it. Guys, these things occur. Oh, there's no such thing as election fraud. It's a fairy tale. It's like Santa Claus. Guys, these things occur and they're real and the judge can rule and there is precedent for it. So let's hope and pray that the system holds. The case is ironclad. It is going to trial on two counts. People say, oh, they dismissed the other things, guys. Doesn't matter. The two things that are going to trial, chain of custody and intentional election day sabotage, those things are very important. They should be very easy to prove for Carrie Lake. We will see what happens. This is going to be unfolding and breaking in the next couple days. We're going to keep covering it and providing you the updates. And as President Trump says, let's see what happens. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back to wrap up the show. Do not go anywhere. Hey everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I want to tell you about one of the great sponsors of our show today, Patriot Cigar Company. Go to mypatriotcigars.com and use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order at checkout. Know a patriot who loves a good smoke? This is the perfect gift for any occasion. These cigars are handmade from Nicaragua using the finest tobacco that is aged a minimum of 3 years. I smoke them. I like to have them on the golf course. Or in studio. Great cigars, great value. Go to mypatriotcigars.com right now. Use promo code CRISPY at checkout. 15% off your order. Enjoy the rest of the show. Let's go. Hey, everybody, Mike Crispy here, and I'm going to tell you about the sponsor of our show today, MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows. They have Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, you name it, amazing products made in the USA. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, is a great patriot who is under attack by the deep state. So shop for amazing products made in the USA, and it all goes to a great cause. Additionally, go to mystore.com and use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order and get amazing products made by United States entrepreneurs. Coffee, things for your car, home appliances, you name it, mystore.com, your everyday needs. Go shop at mystore.com. Go shop at mypillow.com. Use promo code Crispy for up to 66% off your order. Support the great Mike Lindell. Get great products made in the USA. Thanks for tuning in. And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here coming to you live from New York on this Tuesday, December 20th. Guys, I'm saying it all the time. Merry Christmas. And you've seen the commercials. You've seen the ads. You're seeing it all over the place. You see the great Mike Lindell running for RNC chair. Guys, what better way to get last-minute Christmas shopping done than by supporting this great patriot and getting big savings in the process and helping out your perhaps favorite host or one of your favorite hosts in the podcasting new alternative but future mainstream arena. Guys, you use promo code Crispy at MyPillow.com. You'll save up to 66% off your order. Not just pillows, Giza Dream Sheets, dog beds, slippers, towels, bathrobes, sheets, you name it, blankets. I got most of the things I just mentioned there, but not a dog bed because I don't have a dog. But Frankie has dogs. They sleep on MyPillow dog beds. Guys, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Crispy for big savings. Or MyStore.com. Great products, all type of household things. Great last-minute Christmas gifts at MyStore.com. All made by great American entrepreneurs. And you can also use promo code Crispy there for big savings as we head into the home stretch for Christmas. I can't wait for it. Or Hanukkah right now. If you're in the middle of Hanukkah, you want to buy a great product, boom, MyPillow. So, guys, appreciate your support. And also, if you're watching out there, like I say it one more time, go subscribe to our podcast. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. It helps us grow, okay? Apple Podcasts, pop in Mike Crispy Unafraid. Hit the plus sign button at the top right corner. You're subscribed. Boom. Scroll down. Rate it 5 stars. Boom. Do that for me. You love me. You like the show. I'm working hard. You appreciate it. Fast and easy way to help. Subscribe to the podcast. Also on Spotify, if you don't have an iPhone, pop in Mike Crispy Unafraid. Boom. You got it done. Okay, guys, it is Christmas time. So we have a Christmas theme segment for you here. I love, guys, the country right now. It's obvious that they're intentionally destabilizing and destructing us from within. It's obvious. And we should have seen this coming a couple of years ago when they took a shot and started doing things like saying, oh, the song Baby It's Cold Outside. Remember that song, Baby It's Cold Outside? That song was, remember right around the time 2018, 2019, it was a coordinated assault to pull that song off the air and ban Baby It's Cold Outside. All of a sudden, everybody out of nowhere started saying, this is offensive. This promotes rape. There is non-consensual activity occurring in this. It is sexually wrong, right? That's what they were saying. Yeah, the moral authority. Okay, so while they banned traditional things like that that have literally stood the test of time and have been part of culture since, you know, the 50s or 60s, and we've been just fine, okay? Just fine. Society has been just fine. The same people who have banned that song, fast forward just 4 years later, and the same people that were saying that was wrong and offensive and terrible are now the same people bringing their kids to Christmas-themed drag shows. Guys, viewer discretion advised as we wrap up the segment. Sometimes we don't like to show this, but guys, people are literally going to arenas, and there's thousands of people
with their children,
and they're bringing their children to shows like what you're about to see, and this is the future. These are the people. So it's gruesome. We don't like to show it, but we show it because these are the people among you, in your communities, in your schools, running for school boards, who put the pornography books in your elementary school. You wonder, who would do that? How did it get there? Guys, there are people like this among you bringing your children to these types of shows and absolutely desecrating the spirit of Christmas. It's disgusting, viewer discretion advised, but we have to show it. Frankie, roll it.
Some mom bringing their kid out to a family-friendly drag show, ladies and gentlemen.
Minty fresh. I had sex with my father's boss in my father's office.
All right, I think we're good there. I think we're good there. Guys, disgusting, demonic, and it's intentional. It is intentional to destroy the Western world. So when they say, oh, and Putin, oh, when Russia says this, we don't support all this, we say, wow, do we really have to take his side? But we do, because we're just spitting facts here. Guys, this is intentional destruction. Don't forget it. They destroy everything traditional by saying it's offensive, and then they stick the kids, the same people they want to shield the song Baby It's Cold Outside from, because it'll promote rape and bad behavior, they put them at these Christmas drag shows, and you see it, and you hear what it goes on beyond this show. It is disgusting and perverse, but we're never going to stop calling it out, and we're never going to stop fighting for it. You know why? You know why, guys? Because we have a country to save, and the only way to do it is in America first, bold, and always unafraid fashion. Guys, I say it every single day. We are just getting started on Mike Crispy Unafraid. Do me a favor and rumble this video on the way out. If you're watching, like the video, share the video on your social media. Go to MikeCrispy.com, where you can follow us on every single platform. MikeCrispy.com, super easy. Guys, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support. Merry Christmas to you and your families. We will be back live tomorrow. Have a great day.